Chocolate Hot Pockets are Ed Lister on trumpet and synths, JP LaPonce on electric bass, and Jamie Holmes on drums. My name is Alex Moxon, and I play the guitar in the Chocolate Hot Pockets. Basically, we're an instrumental funk band. We all have jazz degrees, though, so we take all kinds of solos and pretty much just stretch out over slamming funk beats. Well, I guess we've been at it for 5 years now. We've released an EP and recorded 3 albums. We're pretty stoked because this Saturday night we'll be launching our newest recording called The Feast at Mercury Lounge. So, yeah, we're pretty excited for that. As for where we usually perform, I think we've played pretty much every venue in town at some point or another. But for sheer numbers, though, we've probably played at Irene's on their Super Soul Sundays the most. They do this awesome thing where they have monthly band residencies, so you can really develop your music over an extended period of time. We love it there, and we try to do a residency once per season if we can.
Just really lucky to be in this band because we all play the music we love, and when you hear us, you're hearing a combination of a lot of the different musical interests and influences coming together, and our sound is just a product of that. There's certainly no denying that we're big fans of funk driven or improvised music, and when we get together, this is what comes out.
For me, the purpose of my bass line in this new album is more to complement the drums as a pop R&B hip hop album would. The previous albums, my bass lines were a bit freer in the sense that it would complement or follow what the soloists would be doing. So that, I think, for me is one major difference. This Saturday night at Mercury Lounge, we will be playing new tunes that we have released on Facebook or YouTube. We will also be playing tunes that we haven't been playing so much in the past year.
Pretty much our goal for the next year now is to promote these videos that we've done, basically the album The Feast, promote it as much as possible online, and we want to basically tour the Ontario, Canadian, US, North American festival circuit, basically. You know, get out of town a little bit more and really push our music across the country and across the states.